From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Welcome to CSJP in 5. In this edition, we take a look at a homework program in Matthews Lane that's helping the young and old alike. Several communities in Kingston are now benefiting from GSAT and CSIC classes thanks to the Citizen Security and Justice Program. Under the CSJP-funded Central Brownstown Education Enrichment Program, close to 100 persons now benefit from free extra lessons twice per week.
These classes started in 2011 based on the need from the community. There are persons who really don't want to learn a skill but want to go back to school and get their subjects but they're not able to financially to go back to school. So therefore, what the CSJP did was partnered with the community-based organization on the ground as the Central Downtown Benevolent Society to host the CXC classes and the GSAT classes. The classes have been going well and the reception from the community has been very positive.
That's Marcia Flynn, CSJP Community Action Officer for the communities of Hannatown, Denhamtown, Tivoli Gardens and Central Downtown, which includes Matthews Lane. The enrichment program caters to students enrolled in primary and high school, as well as persons who've already left school and are looking to gain additional CXC passes. The classes are taught by trained teachers who are willing to go above and beyond to ensure the students do well. Rudolph Gray is one of these teachers.
Extra classes are arranged for those who have particular difficulties. Make arrangements, sometimes meet with them at the All-Saints Church on a Saturday. Going as well as can be expected for one which caters for persons who would have left school for some time now. There are people who have left school probably 20, 30 years ago, sometimes 15, 10, anywhere from 2 to 20 years ago. And they are moving towards CSEC. The attendance is good, and that's one of the things that struck me as being very significant about the program.
As we'll hear from Yonique Campbell, a participant in the program, the students are thankful for the classes which are making a real difference in their lives.
It is very convenient because when you look at the expense cost that you would have to pay for classes, and you're able to go to class free, get the same type of teaching, it's a lot of help. I mean, it helps a lot of people. Kids who even go to high school still come there in the evening to their classes. It helps a lot of people, boost up a lot of our confidence, because trust me, before we started the classes, a lot of us was like, I don't think I can do this. I know we're saying, how soon can we get to start the exam? How soon before we can do the program? Everybody is just really excited and anticipating, you know, just stepping in the exam room.
That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. But before we go, remember to check out the Peacemobile, the Roving Peace Concert and Information Village. Peacemobile is being deployed to the new communities in the CSJP family. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.